Chapter 41, Optimizing for Empowerment. Early in this book, we introduced the concept of team topology to refer to the way we organize our people into teams to best enable them to do great work. Because team topology defines the boundaries between teams and establishes the scope of problems each team will consider, it's one of the most important decisions faced by product leaders. Still, many companies don't give this decision the thought it needs. Too often, the team topology happens organically by following the path of least resistance. It may mirror an existing organizational chart or engineering skill set grouping, or it may track with the operational responsibilities of some business owner or stakeholder. While these factors may sometimes be a good way to set boundaries between particular teams, that decision should be made intentionally after considering a wide range of factors. No topology decision should be made just because it's easy. In many cases, the team topology was set years earlier, and people are reluctant to change the structure. What started off as a rational grouping is now creating unnecessary dependencies or complications that work against team empowerment. Here, leaders may need to make hard decisions to restructure all or part of their topology. The bottom line is that if you are a product leader, the empowerment of your company's product teams is greatly impacted by your topology choices. Optimizing for empowerment requires balancing three interrelated goals: ownership, autonomy, and alignment. Ownership. Ownership is bigger than just the team's objectives. It sets the scope of each team's full responsibilities around functionality, experience, quality, performance, and technical debt. Teams are expected to make the necessary trade-offs to best address the work that fits into their scope of ownership. Empowerment improves when each product team has something meaningful that they are responsible for. When a team has a very narrow scope of responsibility, its members can find it hard to stay motivated. They don't understand how their work relates to the broader business goals, and they can feel like a small cog in a big wheel. By contrast, a team that sees itself as responsible for a meaningful problem is inspired by their connection to the larger cause. They have more pride of ownership. In most cases, a larger scope of ownership is better for empowerment. But empowerment can also suffer when the scope of responsibility is too broad for a team's size and skill set. For example, consider a team that has ownership of a product experience, but also requires technical knowledge of one or more complex systems just to make basic changes. Such a team may struggle to gain the depth of understanding they need to innovate in their area of ownership. This high level of cognitive load works against the empowerment of the team. Empowerment doesn't just depend on the scope of ownership. It also requires clarity of ownership. When teams are unclear on which work applies to them, their empowerment is undermined. While you should expect that there will always be occasional cases where ownership of work is ambiguous, a good topology should resolve more ownership questions than it raises. Autonomy. Autonomy is a powerful concept, yet is often misunderstood by leadership and product teams alike. It does not mean that a team should never have dependencies on other product teams. Nor does it mean that a team is allowed to go off and pursue whatever it likes. Autonomy does mean that when we give teams problems to solve, they have enough control so that they can solve the problems in the best possible way they see fit. A topology that results in too many dependencies can make this difficult. We expect teams to use the tools of product discovery to explore different options and approaches before committing to a solution. And we trust the decisions they make because we know the team is in the best position to make them. Every team topology will require some sort of inter-team dependencies. But an empowering team topology is one that minimizes these dependencies. For example, a topology that divides teams strictly by technology subsystems makes it difficult for any single team to figure out a holistic solution to a real customer problem. Ultimately, empowering teams is about enabling them to figure out the best way to achieve the necessary business outcomes. Team autonomy contributes to this. Alignment. Alignment refers to how well the boundaries between teams track with other aspects of the strategic context. When alignment is high, teams generally have fewer dependencies to get things done. They can make faster decisions and are more connected with business-level outcomes. In short, when alignment is high, empowerment is improved. Alignment is typically the most complicated aspect of topology because there are so many dimensions to consider. The two most significant of these are the architecture and the business. Let's first consider alignment with the architecture. Ideally, the architecture is based on the product vision, as the job of the architecture is to enable the product vision. If that's the case, a topology that aligns with technical architecture will also be naturally aligned with the product vision. Teams can own a meaningful scope and can be given autonomy to make significant product decisions. However, in companies with large amounts of technical debt and/or legacy systems, teams may not be aligned with the architecture. Their work is cluttered with dependencies and complexity. Even simple tasks can take a long time, if they're even feasible at all. Alignment with the business includes how the product team relates to the organization. For example, to different business units, different go-to-market strategies, different customer types, or different market segments. We'll explore the alignment topic in more depth in the upcoming chapters. Keep in mind that there will never be a single perfect team topology for your organization. There are many trade-offs to consider, but the overarching objective is to optimize for empowerment. The best way to do this is through driving ownership, autonomy, and alignment.